What invention do you remember most from your childhood?
I don't know about an invention, but I remember when electricity was installed in my home. Well, I was between 10 and 12.
So it was fairly late then, 1925,
24.
26?
24.
1924 was when they first got around to putting electricity in your house.
Right.
Do you remember getting the first radio in your house?
I remember a telephone, and we were the sensation of Cumberland Avenue. And there were two telephone companies, Bell, Tel, and Keystone. And the slogan was, "When the Keystone rings, it's a business call." Yes.
And do you remember getting the first radio in your house?
Yes, it was a crystal set, and some young boys, ambitious boys, were making their own radios in a cigar box.
Do you remember how old you were when you first saw one of those radios, those crystal sets?
Maybe 10 or 12. I do have another memory of my mother acquiring a vacuum cleaner.
Ooh.
Oh, my. That was amazing.
Again, first in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. My father was a very forward man, and he was the talk of the neighborhood,
yeah.
Really.
Such an offer.
He never learned to drive a car, though. On the contrary, my brother, from maybe age 16 on, was a car fiend, and he bought a great big car, and it looked like a boat, and it had no top on it. I imagine he must have paid all of $25. He worked intermittently, both for my father, who had a manufacturing shop at that time, and in between that, he sold cars. I can tell you, he would rather have sold cars.
What historical events have impacted your life the most?
The Great Depression. The Great Depression colored my life, as for the whole family. Not going to college, but my sister, Edda, who was only 2 years older than I, suffered first when she didn't go to college, which she had certainly expected to do. So I, on my own, a 12-year-old child, changed my course from academic to commercial in high school. And my goal was get a job and help the family finances. However, I made up for that during the 1950s when I lived in Toledo and attended Toledo University. Although a mother of three children and a lot of encouragement from my husband and support from my children.
What was the first movie you saw in theaters?
I don't remember.
Did you go to movies much?
I did.
First as a child in your parents' home. Did you ever go to movies then?
I was never a movie fan. Many kids went every Saturday afternoon. It was almost a tradition. And another thing they used to do is put a penny down in a railroad track. I don't mean railroad.
The streetcar track.
Streetcar track. And wait for the trolley car to flatten that penny into a nickel. And then they used it in the slot in the movie. Because every movie house had boxes on the backs of the chairs for candy. I remember seeing Al Jolson That, I think, was the first talkie. And the song was, Sunny Boys, Climb Upon My Knee.
Yeah.
Sunny Boys.
Okay. You remember seeing that in the theater?
Yes.
Do you remember seeing all silent movies in the theater?
Oh, yes. I remember Perils of Pauline, and I remember we sat there watching the lip moving, which was so obvious. They didn't really need sound. They made sound. I remember going to the Yiddish theater as a little girl. I must have been like 8 years old.
Yeah, that's live stage theater now.
Live stage.
Yeah.
The two big stars were Stella and Luther Adler, sister and brother. They were excellent actors, and that was live stage. And I went because my parents went, and they couldn't leave me alone in the house, even with older sisters. So I went to the theater with them.
What was your favorite thing to do for fun when you were growing up?
Oh, we roller skated. Oh, my, yes, we roller skated. And we very daringly hooked onto a truck coming down the street and got it pulled on the back of a truck.
What else did you do for fun when you weren't roller skating and illegally hitching rides?
At a later time, we played Kick the Can, and that was a hide-and-seek game. And somebody would sneak out from a hiding place and kick the can, after which the game started all over again.
Right.
And summer evenings, we would play that after dinner. And the game could go on until mothers came out of their doorstep and called the children in to go to bed.
Okay, now let me ask you, this is in your neighborhood in Philadelphia. These are row houses, right? So you were playing in the street, basically.
That's right.
Okay. And there was a park down the street also with swings and whatnot, but not big enough to play kick the can with a bunch of rowdy kids.
We didn't play kick the can in the public park.
Right.
But they
got to do that in the street.
There were tennis courts. Kids learned to play tennis rather early. Tennis courts were available, and you had to get up early and stand in line to get a ticket. That was a little later in my life. I was 12, 13, 14 by then.
What is one thing you think everyone should try at least once in their life?
If it were years ago, I would say airplanes, because there were many persons who refused to fly, saying if God wanted us to fly, he would have given us wings.
Okay.
Which sounds so absurd.
Now, if you stop and think about it, what would you say everybody should do at least once in their life?
I can't extend myself to that. Okay. I don't know. What I do know is I think people should reach out to people. And I think volunteering or being aware of the condition of other people is a very important part of maturing.
What advice do you wish someone had told you when you were younger?
What it would be like when you reach 100 and way past. Be big. Understand other people. Don't rush to snap conclusions.
Yeah.
Although I realize that sometimes we just get vibrations or instincts that tell us this person is a good person or this other person you better stay away from.
Over time, how have you changed the way you look at life or at people?
I think more tolerant, more understanding. I think it takes a little time to learn that, and I've had plenty of time to learn.
Who were your role models growing up?
Eleanor Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt. A little later, I was a real fan of Adlai Stevenson, who was an unusual person. Ralph Bunche, he was one that I greatly admired.
Do you or your family have any special traditions?
A lot of traditions. We're Jewish, and we support Judaism. And we supported Israel, too. That was a mission. And the Jews used to say, next year in Israel, because they were so sure to have it. Yes, I still belong to a congregation. I still support the teachings of Judaism. And the older I get, the more I admire the early Jews who somehow laid down such strict and intelligent laws about cleanliness and about nutrition. And I think the way my mother cooked and had her kitchen, I think that's part of the story of the long lives of my mother, of my sisters, and of me. Beyond attending synagogue on high holidays and respecting our religion and standing up for it, even during times when we were greatly discriminated against. Openly, children who learn from their parents said very unkind things and untrue things about the Jewish people. And yes, that was a big thing in my life. And oddly enough, I have always had very close and dear Christian friends, and I still do too.
What do you remember about your first job?
My first job was not much to brag about. It was in a costume provider in the city of Philadelphia. And the job was in an old building, and it was ill heat. The floor was tiled, was very cold, and I had a little space heater at my feet. And the boss was a retired actor and not a very high-type person. But I had a job, which a lot of people didn't have. This was 1930. I graduated high school at age 16 in 1930. And that was my first job. And I was lucky to get it.
Like 40
job.
Hours a week or so?
$12 a week.
How long did you hold that job?
Almost 2 years.
And what were you doing?
Typing, writing letters.
What are you most proud of?
Maybe having raised 3 children successfully, managing to get the college education that I didn't get at age 16. I don't know. I don't seem to be a take pride person.